The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen.
Daf Ayin Chet. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Tekini, Yosef Ben Salam, Malam Tekini, Tiyah, Fata Tara, and Ibrahim Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenichem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for us, Shelema, Moshe, Bidin, Aruhama, Batrachel, Vesara, Batrachel, Enna, Nefana, Nahim, Fata Nefesh, Fata Tam, Kerema, Labo, Vechin, Yerasum, and Mar, Amen. In today's daf, on Daf Ayin Zayin, Amud Bet, and we are actually in the middle of the Amud, Vihi Betoch Beta. We learned in the Mishnah that if a person throws a get to his wife in the wife's courtyard, in her chaser, and she is in the chaser, so then the get is a get. From the Mishnah, it's Masra, she has to be in the chaser. Amar Ula, or the house, for that matter, Vihi Betoch Beta. In her house, and she is in the house. Amar Ola'a Vehu She'omedet Betzad 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 Chatzera. The case is talking where she is standing either on the side by the house or by the Chatzer. Avoshaya Amar Afidu Hi Betemeria V'Chatzera B'Sipuri Hi B'Sipuri V'Chatzera B'Temeria Migureshet. The Gemara says in the name of Avoshaya, doesn't matter, even if she's in one place and the get is given in another place, the get is affected. What do you do with the language of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, he betoch beta, betoch chaserah ketani, that even she's in Sipuri and the get is in Tiberi, how could that be? It's against the Mishnah. Hachika amar, vehi kemi shebetoch beta, vehi kemi shebetoch chaserah. Which means she has to be considered as if she's in the house. What do you mean as if she's in the house? Which means so long as the chatzir is being protected by her, which means she has the control over the chatzir, it's protected the data. So if I don't care if she's in Sipuri and it gets given in Tiberia, doesn't matter. It's her chatzir. She controls it. She's watching the data. So therefore, there's no problem. So you don't have to actually be there. It's like she's there. Just like when she's there, she's shomer the chatzir. She watches the chatzir. So as long as it's shomer the data, controlling the chatzir, even from the Tzipori, it doesn't matter. The get is going to be a get. So because that, we have a fantastic machloket over there. Does she actually physically have to be there in the house? Or it's enough just to have to control that the chatzir is watched under her auspices? Let's say the machloket is the following. The more sabar chaser mishum yada et rabbi. Or more sabar chaser mishum shlichut et rabbi. Let's say the machloket over here is where we learn the chidush of chaser. Is chaser learned from God? That just like you can put the gate in our head, you can put the gate in the chaser. Or is chaser from shlichut? That just like you can give the gate to the shaliach, so you can give the gate also to a chaser. What would be the learning? So the Gemara says, what would that be? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi that says, Mishum yada et rabbi. So Rashi says, Hilkach simucha la ba'ina dum yada yada. Just like her hand, you're putting it next to her. The hand is by her. So if you learn that chatzir is mishum yad, just like you put the get in the hand, so too she has to be in the chatzir. But if you learn that chatzir is mishum shlichut et rabbi, so just like the Sharia is not by her, so she doesn't have to be by the house. The house is her agent. Good, that's the way you want to learn the Hanukkah. Comes the Gemara and says, לא, לא יכולים להגיד נכונה, על מה חצר משום ידע את רבי. We like to tell everybody learns that חצר is from יד. מור סבר כי ידע. One rabbi holds that what? It's like her hand. מה ידע בסמוכה? אף חצרה בסמוכה, just like her hand is by her. So too she has to be by her. חצר. ואידך, אימא ידע בדבוקה, אף חצרה בדבוקה? Or how far you want to go with it? You want to, just like her hand is attached to, you want to, what, the chassid have to be attached to? Which is how far you make this connection. Ela ki yada. Ma yada mishtamir v'zata. Hafatira mishtamir v'zata. All it means is like her hand. Who controls the things that are in her hand? She does. What is it? She's under her jurisdiction. So too the chassid, so long as it's being protected under her Jewish jurisdiction, it's like the yad. She doesn't have to mean it. But so long as she has control over it, then she's from it in the data. So that's what's going to be enough. Lapuke, Hatsen, I'm just a minute, she's on the data. By coming to exclude a case where the Hatsen is not being protected by her, and therefore she doesn't have the control over it, so therefore it won't be a get. So then consider Hatsen is Mishum Yad, and the Machloket is how far do you want to draw this analogy of Hatsen Mishum Yad? You want to say, Mamashki Yadah, it's like Yadah is by her, so the Hatsen, she's got to be there, she's got to be standing in the Hatsen. At the time they throw it again. Or you say, no. Chatzir is Mishum Yad, meaning just like Yad is Mishtamir of the Da'at. She controls what's in her head. She watches it. She has the Da'at. So too, as long as she has Da'at over what's going on at the Chatzir, it's Mishtamir. She can be in Sipuri and the Chatzir can be in Mishtamir. Yeah. Good?
Story.
Good. Story. How Gavra?
What does Mishtamir of the Da'at mean?
Mishtamir says she's sleeping or she's away. She doesn't have control. Things like that. Okay. That's why the Gemara is going to say that they're wrong. If you gave a get, let's say, into our servant's hand, and the servant was awake, so therefore, that's considered a chaser, that's mishtamir, but she knows the because he's awake, he's watching it himself. She has to be the one that's watching it. And instead, when you put it in the Eved's hand, if he's sleeping, then she's controlling him. But when he's up, he's watching it himself. That's a chaser, a mishtamir, she knows. That, which we'll see on the next now. Gemara says a story. Does it act like itali de bitu? Okay, he threw a get to his wife. Hava kaima bechaser. Okay, she was in the chaser. So according to our Mishnah, literally, she was in the chaser when he threw the get. But what happened? Azag itan nafin befisla. But the get did not land on the ground. It landed on the pisla. Pisla is like, I guess, some sort of statue or a monument that was in the house.
Piece of wood.
Right, piece of wood, that's a plank, we'll call it, that landed on the pisla. And as she says, Agabe hatichat es. Good, plank. Amar of Yosef. So the Yosef said, Hazina. Now we would say, well, what's the difference? It's in the plank is in the haser, tar haser, it gets to be a gift. Oh, not so simple. And Yosef said, Hazina, ihabia arba amot arba amot, palagre shuta lenafshe. How big is the plank? If the plank is 4 amot by 4 amot, it's considered its own domain, and therefore it's not going to be considered a get. We don't know why yet. The ilo hanereshutai. But if it's less than 4 amot by 4 amot, it's considered part of the reshut of the larger reshut. Therefore, it's a get. Gemara says, "Bemai askina." What's the case? Where is he throwing the get? Ilima b'chaser dida. If it's har chaser, the way we understood it. What do I care what the size of the plank is? It's all her domain. Mm-hmm. It's her chaser, so therefore there should be no problem. Ela must be talking about the chaser dide. Oh, must be talking about he threw it in his chaser. Wait, if he threw it in his chaser, ki lo ave arba amot, my ave, even if it's less than 4 amot, it's his chaser. It didn't leave his possession. The get's got to go into our chassid. So what do I care how big the plank is or small the plank is? Huh? So the Gemara says, no, tzirika de'ushla makom. No, it's his chassid, but he lent her, or was mekneha, the space where the get is going to, which was he was lent her a place in his domain. Okay, now she says, ushla makom b'chassiro liknot bo get. Good. So therefore, he can do that. So wherever the get lands, technically, is what? Is considered her spot over there. So the Gemara says, Tehad makom mushle inche. Tre mekomot lo mushle inche. He's a person. He's mekneh one domain, but he's not mekneh two areas, which means if this plank is 4 amot by 4 amot, it's considered its own domain. When the guy is giving the domain over to whoever the get lands, he's willing to give the primary domain where it is. That's his kavanah. But he's not going to give two areas. In his brain, when he gives over the domain, he doesn't give two domains. Therefore, this landed on the hatichat es that was 4 amot by 4 amot. It's considered a domain on its own. The husband, we say, did not have kavanah to do that item over there, right? He says over here, כאשר אדם משאיל מקום באחד מנכסיו, in one of his assets, לקניית הגט, אין בכלל דבריו השטף מקום בשאר נכסיו. He's only giving one of his נכסים, and not two of his נכסים. And therefore, מאחר שמעשה זה השאיל הבעל מקום. He just said חצרו. He didn't say exactly a place in the חצר. He just said חצרו. Only the חצר is included, and not other places. And therefore, Hatsero is not included in the Hatichat Etz, because the Hatichat Etz is considered a domain on its own. And therefore, it's not a get. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, wait, we have more conditions. And also, not only does it have to be less than 4, amot, but it also has to be less than 10 tefahim. אבל גבוה עשרה, but if it's higher than 10 תפחים, אף על גב, זה לא אבי 4 amot. Even if it's less than 4 amot, it's considered a separate domain because of the height, and therefore, the get will not be a get. ולא אמרן אלא דלת לשן לוואי. That it does not have a special name. It's not designated by a special name. Now she says, Kulihu pisla mikri, which means every plank of what you call it pisla, stam. Viyabin eshem la'atzmo. Now let's say they would call it, I don't know, that a special name of this plank of wood. So the name itself gives it a hashivut. And therefore, if it has a surname or a name to it, like the plank of so-and-so, whatever it may be, afagab de lo gavoa asara, afagab de let be arba amot, it's considered a hashivu domain of itself, and therefore the get is not going to be a get. So basically those are all the conditions that the Gemara is saying. Okay, now we go further with the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah said like this. He threw the get to his wife in his house or in his chaser. So the Mishnah said, afilu hu ima bimita, which means they were together in the bed, and he threw the get in the bed where he and his wife were together. With Mishnah said, in a migureshin. Why? Because bottom line, he didn't put it in her hand, or it did not get to her reshut. Now the Gemara is going to analyze. Amarava lo shanu ela vimita shelo. This is only talking about when you threw the get on his bed. Ava vimita shela on her bed, Megureshet. Rashi, Afalish betoch betoch. So what? It's her bed, but her bed is in his house. Megureshet. Why? Because the conduct 18, we're thinking at this point, Ta'ama mishum nekasamar kelab shelokeyach mirshut mocher kone hefetz hanatun letocho lebe'alav. Which means, you have the kelav, the kelim of who? You have the kelim of the lokeah, of the one that wants to purchase. His kelim are in the domain of the seller. You listening? Let's say you have a guy, he wants to buy something. He put his keli in the seller's domain. So the seller's domain and the keli belongs to the buyer. And Bava Vatel is a big mahloket. One shita holds that the kelim of the buyer in the domain of the seller is kone, what you put into it. That's considered like his domain. Like he has a certain ownership, even though he's in the seller's domain. Because you could argue and say, wait a minute, it's the seller's domain. I don't care where he puts it. It's still in his domain. So the other guy didn't buy it yet. No, but he has his basket. Let's argue for that. His basket, let's say. Right? The basket's in the domain. He throws it into the basket now. It's going to be considered a kinyan. So similarly, we're going to say like this. That what? The lady has her bed in the husband's domain. So if you say that the kelav shenokeya b'reshut mocher, the husband's selling, he's throwing the get, if you say that you could be koneh, so that's why her bed will be considered her reshut, and therefore the kinyan is going to be a kinyan of the get is going to be a get. That is the machloket in over there. Baba Batra. Now, in order to understand the machloket clearly, I'm going to read you over here. What's the sevarot over here? So the nidon is like this. Ha'im omrim anu she'avir kli hashuv kirshut ba'al akli afilu kishakli munach betoch reshut shel adam acher o shema batel akli klape avir reshut ha'bocher. Which means you're looking at the airspace on top of this bed over here, for example. Who does the airspace belong to, so to speak? So do you say that when you have the keli, when you have your keli and somebody else's in a shoot, so that airspace above the bed, let's say, becomes yours, so to speak, and therefore when you throw the get, and that airspace over there becomes yours? Or do you say, no, right? Or shema batel akli klape avir reshut ha-mocher. Or do you say, no, that the keli itself is batel to the whole room of the mocher, and therefore not? At this point, we're assuming again that it works because we're holding that shita that says it is considered a acquisition. Tanya Rabbi Acha, the Braita to support this. What does the Braita say? The bi in the Ezer Omer, b'mita she'lo enam negurishin. If he throws to get on his bed, no good. B'mita she'la negurishin. U'b'mita she'la negurishin. The Braita is holding. But that's so, would it be begudishin? Kilab shelokeyah b'reshut mocheru. That's a big controversy. You have the kilim of the lokeyah and the reshut of the mocher, hey, b'matra, the whole machloket, from here to tomorrow on this. And you're making it so pashut that it's okay. Shema mida, must be we can deduce some here. Kilab shelokeyah b'reshut mocher, kana. It is. From here, we have a conclusive proof that in the Kerami, it is koneh kana lokeyah. Good, the lokeyah is koneh. Proof positive. From the second gittin to that great machlok that we have in Baba Batra. Come on, so no. Lo tzericha de gavoa asara. What does that mean? The bed is 10 tefachim high. It's a tall bed. So what? Nashi. Dehavi reshuta le nafshe. It's a separate domain. Velo hashiva hu avira reshut mocher. The airspace is not going to be considered reshut ha-mocher lebatel et reshut ha-keli. Which means, if it was smaller, so if it's the airspace above, all the airspace belongs to the mocher, so everything under it also belongs to the mocher. But once you get so high already, I mean, so that airspace that's high already is not considered the domain of the mocher to mevatel what's underneath it. And therefore, I can say, no proof. But now we're talking about small items. Over here, we're talking about a big item, and therefore, I can come along and say it's a sonar, so therefore, the air above it is not going to be vatel what is beneath it, and therefore, the bed is considered our domain. That's the way they're learning. The Gemara says, wait, not so fast. What about the legs? You have the legs of the bed. Now, what's the matter with the legs of the bed? The legs of the bed are on the ground itself, which is even though the bed itself, the flat part of the bed, is high, so you can say the airspace that high is its own issue, therefore it's not going to be until the bed itself, but what about it transcends lower, right? The frame of the bed is on the cellar's ground, and therefore the four posts are resting on the ground, and therefore that's considered kelab shelokeyah b'reshut mocher. Why are you looking at the top of the bed? Look at the bottom of the bed. Bottom of the bed is the mush in his domain. So it's looking to bring a proof that what? That kelab shelokeyah b'reshut mocher kana. Gemara says kana lo kafinche. Gemara says nobody cares about that little area. Because really you're not taking up too much space, because you can still use what's underneath. And she says, so therefore, that little area that's on the ground, I'm not worried about over there. And she must be deep, because since it's high over there, you can use underneath it. And therefore, it's taking a shetach katan, it's taking a very small area, So therefore, the mitzvah is considered totally in her domain, and you can put the get on it. Good. We go back to the Mishnah. Letoch heka or letoch kalata migureshet. Let's go one step at a time. What was heka? Heka was like you put it in her pocket. Heka?
Yeah.
Pocket. Breast pocket. Or letoch kalata. Or you put the get, let's say, in her basket. The basket, they used to put their weaving materials in the basket. So he threw the get in this basket over here. So what do we say? Migureshet. Come to Gemara and says, Amai, kelav shelo keah b'reshut moher hu. Back to that same story. She's sitting in the husband's house. She's got the basket on the floor. Okay? So we can bring a proof over here again that when you have the buyer's item in the seller's domain, you can make an acquisition in it. Therefore, when the husband throws the get into the basket will be koreh for the lady. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kegon shehayta kalata tiluya ba. You know what the case was? The basket was attached to her. She was wearing the basket around her neck, and therefore it was like attached to her. So therefore, it's not considered really any proof. The reason why it's migunesh is because it's attached to her.
וכן אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רבי הושעיה, כגון שהייתה קלטה תלויה בה.
Okay, that's fine.
ורבי שמעון בן לקיש אמר, he's more lenient. He says, כשורה אף פי שאינה תלויה.
That to me is tied to her, even if it's not hanging, I mean, even if it's dragging on the floor, so long as it's tied to her, it's part of her. Okay, so he's more lenient. Now she says, אלא נגררת בקרקע, וקשור בה, ולא כנסי, אוקיי, פעם.
רבדה ברבה אמר, he says a different shot, כגון שהייתה קלטה מונחתה בין ירקותיה.
How was she? She was sitting in the husband's house, and she had the basket between her legs. So she's holding it like that. Now she says, ואף על פי שמונח, even though the base of the basket is resting on the ground,
אין אדם מפקיד על כל מקום מושב אשתו. I don't care about the place where his wife is sitting. ועד עכשיו היה אותו מקום קרוי לה.
So therefore, that place is considered the wife's place. If you can say simple, she's sitting in the husband's house. She's got the basket between her legs. And the husband's not מקפיד on where the husband lady sits. That's considered her place. So you have no problem.
ומשאר שאמר רבי אמר, כגון שהיה בעלה מוכר קלטות.
The case is talking about where a husband sold baskets.
So therefore, what does she? Lachet eno makpid al mekoma siyesh lo betoch betoleka.
Which means, different answer. He says, even if it's on the ground and all that, he doesn't care about such a basket. You know why? Because his whole house has baskets. He sells them. So therefore, you don't have to say that she's sitting and all that. It's just wherever the basket is, it's a different case, which is normally you have a hadush. Kelav shelokeya b'reshut mocher. This is not part of that. This case over here, the husband doesn't care. Why? He sells baskets. So it's another basket in the house. Big deal. That's part of his business. Then we have no issues over there. Comes the Gemara and says, right.
Comes the Gemara and says like this. Yohanan Amar. מקום חיקה קנוי לה, מקום קלטה קנוי לה.
Rabbi Yohanan explains like this. When the lady is in the husband's domain, the place where her basket is what? Is considered hers.
אמר רבא, מי תאמר רבי יוחנן? לפי שאין אדם מקפיד, לא על מקום חיקה ולא על מקום קלטה.
Okay, rule. Listen, a guy's not makpid on where his wife's there. Give me the word kalata. I'd like to see the word kalata. Right. Or heka.
Right.
Heka the lap. Okay, so he's not makpid on these over there. And therefore, whenever she comes into the house, it's almost as if it's underwritten by the husband. Wherever you are and your basket and your lap, right, that's your domain. He's not that strict. So everyone's considered us.
Tanya Namechim, we have a bright to support this over here. זרקו לה לתוך חיקה או לתוך קלטה או לתוך כל דבר שהיא כקלטה, או anything that's like that, הרי זו מגורשת. כל דבר שהוא כקלטה להטויה, מה זה coming to include? להטויה תסקה ואכלה בתבנה. A little basket that she eats dates from. There's a small little item she brings now, she eats a date. So that might be that that item over there now belongs to him because it's on his ground. Things like that, small little things that she brings into the house, the husband is not McPee, that's considered his. Therefore, he can still throw it into these small little items and they get it to be considered hers. As she says, Demishum de'eru McPeedu. You see that the whole thing is because he's not McPeed. Mediktari o bechon davar shukikalata. Which means it's anything like to show you anything, not McPeed. Anything that's a small little item like that, he's not McPeed. Shemiyuhad etasmishat tamid, shemachnish ishton etoch meto. When a guy brings his wife into the house, al merat liyot klitas mishak etamim emay machnisa. Then a small little vessel will be with her. And therefore, we're going to say what? The get is going to be a get. So all these cases, the bottom line really is, the husband is really not McPeed, or it's considered hers. This is a small little item and things like that. Then what it gets again. Mishnah. Interesting case. Amarla. Kai tells the wife. Kinsi shtar chob zeh. He doesn't tell his wife it's a get. He tells his wife, take this shtar chob over here, this document of debt. You know, pick up this shtar chob over here. He doesn't tell him what it is. Or shemitzaato me'achorav. Or let's say she found the get behind him. The get was behind the husband, and she picked it up. Korah. She opens it up and she reads it. Varegita. Lo and behold, the get. Edo get. It's not a get. Ad sheyomar la hagitech. Until he actually says, this is your get. You see, in this case over here, even though she got it already, so long as he tells her hagitech, it's megureshet. If he doesn't say hagitech, it's not considered that he gave her, because he gave it on the premise that it was a different document. Or she picked it up herself, she found it behind the husband. So the way that the husband can kosher up the get is he has to tell her, behold, this is your get. Okay, and we'll see the Gemara is going to explain it. Natan biyada, vihi yishena. He put the get in her hand, and she was sleeping. Ne'ura, she woke up. Korah, and she read it. Hare hu gita. The get is a get. En o get. No, sorry. Hare hu gita. She woke up. She read the get. Huh? Behold, it's her get. Again, it's not a get until he actually tells her, this is your get. Okay, now let's analyze a little over here. One point from the Rishonim, which is important to know. So I've got to go through some subjects here. The Rishonim have a question on this Mishnah. Why couldn't you give a simple case where a guy gave a get to his wife and didn't tell her what it was? And then after he gave it to her, he tells her, Hagitech. Which is give a simple case. What did you have to give a case over here? He told her it was a shtarchov, or she was sleeping, and she woke up. Just give a simple case. Guy gave her a paper to a lady, stop. She received, she didn't know what she had in her hand. He didn't say, Hagitech. So they should even answer that we're talking about over here. Interesting. He was talking to her about the subject of Girushin before he gave him his paper. They were talking, I'm going to get divorced, and this is what's going to happen. They were talking about the subject of it. It's called Asukin Me'oto Inyan. They were engaged in the subject of Gittin. And right after that, he gave her the paper. Now, if it was just a regular giving, we didn't open his mouth, he doesn't have to say Hagitech. Because since they were talking about the subject of Gittin, she knows what it is, then he just gives her the paper. Over here, it's different. Over here, we're talking about where he gave her the gift under a different pretense. He said, this is a shtar chov. So in this case, even though they were talking about get, since he gave a giving that was a reverse type of giving, a bad giving, so he's got to kosher it up by saying, hagiteh.
But if he just gave a regular get and they were asukim beotor yad, the get would be a get under all examples. He doesn't have to even say hagite. So that's the way that Rishonim want to say. Also, they want to say like this: when she's sleeping, the lady, when she's sleeping, the get is not a get, right? Only she's got to wake up, she's got to read the get, and then she said, then husband says hagite. Now, what's the reason for this over here? Because you could argue a lady can get her get against her will. So therefore, what about if she's sleeping? So give it against her will. Even when she's awake, you can throw it into her possession. So if she's sleeping, she can make any difference. So the law is like we learned on the previous Amud, you have to put the get in a chatzer that's mishtamirit l'data, in a domain that she is under the auspices of watching it. When she's sleeping, who's protecting the get? The husband. She can't protect the get when she's sleeping. So therefore, the get is not going to be a get. Which means even when I give a get, or somebody gives a get against the will of the lady, but she's up, she's shomeret. But sleeping, it's a chasid shemishtamir, she lo nedata. Okay, good. Now we start the Gemara. So let's go analyze the Mishnah again, just so we can review with you. What did he do over here? A guy gave a get to his wife. Take the shtar chov. You can tell it was a get. You can see shtar chov. Mm-hmm. She took the shtar chov, and then she opens it up, behold, it's a get. So the Gemara says, the husband has to actually say, hagitech. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not a get. He doesn't have to give it over again, but he has to make that proclamation, behold, this is your get. So the Gemara says, ki amar na hagitech, my habi. Even if he says hagitech, what is it? Habi ne tli gitech ma'agabe karka. It's no different than telling the girl, pick up the get off the floor. Ve'amara batligi tech mal gabe karka lo amar kenu. Why? Because you didn't make a giving. You have to give the get. If you tell the wife, go pick up the get off the karka, she took it herself. In this case over here, she took it, she didn't, it's not a good giving. Or in this case over better. I'm going to give you a better case. The get was behind the husband. That was the second case of the Mishnah. The get was on the floor. Her wife is walking, she sees the get behind the husband on the floor, she picks it up herself. So the Mishnah says, the husband says, oh, by the way, Hagitech. We said, Gurish. What are you talking about? There's no Netina. How does the Hagitech help if she picked it up off the floor? That's really the Gemara's question in that case over there. Which means you need a Venatan. You don't have a Venatan over here. So the Gemara says, Ema sheshalapto be'achorav. Oh. What happened? The get was like in his back pocket. And she pulled the get, she didn't take it off the floor. She pulled the get out of his pocket. So the Gemara says, Shalafto nane. Haba inan binatan biyada. So what? She's just on the floor because she's on the karka. But bottom line, you didn't put it. And that is binatan biyada. That's not going to help me over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Meleka, you don't have a lotzericha. De'arak la harse. What did he do? He bent over a little and he went like this so she could take it. So he made like a movement over there. He was okay. He like bent himself over and she took it from there. So then, well, what was it? That's enough. He made a maaseh. Like you brought it towards her. Right? He assisted exactly. Which is even though she actually took the get herself, but it's enough that he's misayaya. That's what he should want to learn. It's enough that he brought his clothes. That's considered already a netina. Okay? Now, it's a netina girua. It's not the most netina. That's why he has to say hagitech. Normally we just give the get over like that. It's a get for you. You have to say nothing. But here, since it's a netina girua, he went like this. He turned himself to get closer. So therefore, the get is a get with hagitech. Good. Comes again and says, Tanya Nebeache, we have a braita to support this. Amar la kansi shtar chomze. Osha shalapto me'achorav. Or let's say she took it from behind him. Kara'ato, she read it. Ma'ariu gita, behold, it's the get. En o get ad she omar la hagitech. It's not a get, like Amishnah. Until he actually tells her, hagitech, vivre v'bich. That's exactly like the Nesha of the Mishnah.
רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, בעולם אין עוקד, עד שיתלנו הבנו, ויחזור ויתנן לה, ויאמר לה הגיתך. So רבי שמעון בן אלעזר מחמיר. He says, there's no such thing as a נתינה גרועה. In that case over there, where you told her it was a shtar chov, and she took it, wanted to be a get, she's got to give it back to the husband. The husband's got to give it back and say, Hagitech. There's no post facto. You can't have it in the head after rehash it and say, Hagitech, or the Mishmo Ben Lafayette. It's got to be given according to the right way. Now, before we go further, where do we see the Tanya Namahachi over here? Where is the Ra'ayah? We're trying to make a Ra'ayah that's talking about where she actually took it from the husband's pocket, but he was okay. He actually, you know, moved himself. So the Mefarshim explained it like this. Look at the way the Mishnah said it. The Mishnah, our Mishnah's language in the second case was, the Braita's language was us, Shishelafato me'achorav. Different language. Metza'atoz masma, she found it on the ground. Oh, we had questions. What do you mean? Natame al gabekarka, no good. Ha'achi of a Braita that changes one word. Shishelafato me'achorav. Oh, so once already you're recreating the case, and I can make the case where she took it from him, but he was okay. So therefore, the language of the Braita is what? Tipped us off to know that is the pshat. It's not that she found it on the karka. The Kapsa Gemara says, Mitzidicha. What do you need a braita to tell me the same exact thing that really the Mishnah taught us? But didn't the Mishnah teach the case of Kitzi Shtar Chov, and then they say Hagitech, and then the case of Shilafaton, they say Hagitech. What do you need a braita to echo the words of the Mishnah? The Taro of Hila. You are correct. I will continue reading. Gemara continues the Braita. The Terubiyada. You put the get in the lady's hand. Vihi yeshena. She's sleeping. Again, like Amishna. Ni'ora. She woke up. Vekora. She read it. Bereu gita. Edo get at shiomar la hagitech. Okay. All you guys do is hagitech, and it's okay. Devre Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. You got to take it back from her and re-give it. Oh, now we understand. What do I need the machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar twice? Basically, Rabbi, you always hold what? Even though you have a netinah girua, you can fix it up by saying hagitech. And Rabbi Shimon, you hold, you got to actually always give the get in the right way. So what do you got to tell me? Two cases. You told me the case where she was sleeping. And then you gave me the case. The first case was talking about where he said, Kitzi Shtar Chov. What do you both cases want to tell me? The machloket. So you want to tell me the siddicha. You just gave me the first case. That's the case of Kitzi Shtar Chov, where she took it out of his pocket. In that case, when the B says it's okay to say hagitech, b'shum debat igrushei. Because she is a valid, she's in a valid state of mind to be divorced. So if what's enough to say Agitech. Amal Natan biyadavi yeshena. But when she's sleeping, bilabat igrushei, when she's not even in the state of mind to be divorced, Emma Modulin Bishwoman in Azad. Maybe you'll agree that what you gotta re-give it over. The E it mar behad, if you only gave me the case of the sleeping, behaka marabishwam in Azad. And the Mishnah says Mahmid to give it over again. Amal Behach, but in the Resha, where she's about to grusha, Emma Bodhi Rabbi, Tzericha, that's why you need both cases. Amal Abba, Rabba comes along and says, Katav Laget. He wrote again. V'natno biyad avda yashin. Now the slave of a person is like his asset. So whatever belongs to the slave goes to the owner. What happened? The slave owner was sleeping. We're going to see that's a good thing. The slave was sleeping. The husband put the get in the eved of their wife's hand. And who's watching the get?
She's watching the git. The Eved can't watch the git because the Eved's sleeping. Oh, Hare is a git. That's very good. Because we always have the rule that what? She has to be the one that's being shomer the git. Ni'ur, once he wakes up, oh, sorry.
No, but
if the Eved was up, when the Eved was put in his hands, it'll get. Because who's watching? The Eved himself is watching. She has no control. Who's watching the get? He is. So sleeping is better than awake. So the Gemara says, wait. Even when he's sleeping, why should it be a get? Well, what's the problem? Chatzer mehalecheti. It's a moving chatzer. The Eved is a moving chatzer. The chatzer mehalechet lo kana. A chatzer that can move is not a chatzer. This is Gemara Belavitziha that they learned it from. But take the Gemara's word. A chatzer that can move is not a chatzer. So therefore, even if the Eved is sleeping, it shouldn't be a guest. So as the Gemara says, Echite ma yashin shani. Oh, he's sleeping. So he's unable to move. That doesn't change it. Beha amar rabba kol she'inu mehalech lo kana, omed v'yoshev lo kana. If potentially he can move, so even when he's not moving, it's considered atzer mehalech, they will start again. What Gemara answers? V'lcheta mechafut. You have to talk in the cases to my way he's tied up. So therefore, even when he wakes up, potentially he's not even able to move at all. So therefore, he's not a chatzer mehalech. They tied him up. Rashi says bechafut she'en ra'ul alech ba'u kamar avad abigeh. So now he has me two things: he's sleeping, and also he is tied up. In the sleeping, you need to take care of the chatzer mishtameret and da'ata, and the kafut you need to take care of what? But that's the inyan of. That is not a chatzer mehalechet. Comes the next Mishnah. Haita omedet b'shut tarim. Interesting cases. She's standing in the public domain. Mezarkula. He threw her the get. Karov la begureshet. If it's close to her, so then already it is begureshet. We don't know what close means. The Gemara has many interpretations. But take it literally. If the get lives closer to her, begureshet. Karov lo. Closer to him, in a begurishit. Mehsa al mehsa. It's right in the 50-50, right in the center. Begurishit, in a begurishit. We don't know. Now it's tafik. What do you mean begurish, begurishit? Always when you see that terminology,
divorce.
She might be divorced, meaning if the husband is a kohen, the husband now cannot take her back because she might be divorced, but she might not be divorced. And therefore, if the husband dies, so then this lady over here is going to have to make a halitza. So therefore, we have to place both sides, and she cannot get married to somebody else until she actually gets a legitimate kid. So we take the strictest of all scenarios. Continue. Same thing, the guy's getting married. So he throws the kiss of kiddushin. If the kiss of kiddushin is closer to her, they're married. If it's closer to him, not married. In the middle, the condition, then I'm a condition. You're in the... here in the Chumrazor. Vechel le'inyan ha'chov. So, the same thing is by a chov, by a debt. What happened? Amar lo ba'al chobo. Right? The borrower, take it back, the lender, tells the borrower, throw me the money. Throw me the money that you owe me. Okay? Amar lo ba'al chobo, zirok li chobi. Throw me money, the money you owe me. Vezarko lo, so the lover threw it. Karov le malve zakha. Zakha malve. Karov le lover, halove hayav. Which means if something happened to that money, I tell him the sewer exactly. Right, and she will read it now. About something happened, the malve can claim, hey, I never got paid. And reverse, if it got close to the malveh and then something happened to it, I paid you already, it was close to you. Mehsal, mehsa. Right in the middle, shneim yachloku. Okay, now they got a... They split it back, they split the losses. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Hechi dame karovna, Hechi dame karovno. What's the case? Give me a case that's closer to him. We need to know Metziut over there. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav, Arba Amot Shela Zeu Karovna. As long as it's within her 4 amot radius of her, that's considered close to her. Arba Amot Shelo Zeu Karovno. Good. So then when it says Karov and not Karov, it doesn't mean necessarily close or not close. It's actually, as long as you hit within the 4 amot of the lady, that's considered karovla. If it did not leave the 4 amot yet of the husband, it's still within his 4 amot, it's karov lo. Good? Because basically we have a general rule that the Gemara says, Baba Mitziha, the damned amot shel adam konotlo. The 4 amot of the person is like his, he owns that 4 amot. So whatever falls within his 4 amot is considered his. Now the Gemara has a challenge. Hechi dame mehsa o mehsa. How do you have to get equidistant between both of them? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Shmuel, Bar of Yitzhak, Kegon, Shayu Shenehem Omdim Ba'arba Amot. They were both standing in the same Arba Amot with the get them. Rashi. לגד זו מכאן וזה מכאן. שכל הגד מונח בתוך 4 עמות שלו ובתוך 4 עמות שלה. She's standing close to each other. And the get landed in the 4 עמות of both of them. So it's קרוב לה, and it's קרוב לא, based on the way we explained it. So therefore מגורשת, then a מגורשת. So the Gemara says, wait. If that's the case, we have a question. What's the question? Velechzi, hey, minayu kadim. Who got there first? What's the question? Whoever gets there first, that's whose domain it is. If the lady got there first, she's the good issue. If the husband got there first, not the good issue. She's see who got there first. That's she. Velechzi, hey, minayu kadim. Labo be ma'amado. Im kadam hu. Labo. Zakha bechol arba amot. It's his 4 amot. Im kadmahi lavo, zakhta bechol arba amot. That's the mechuta. Veshuv lo nechnasav zekuto letom kama trees. It all depends who got there first. So comes the Gemara and says, Vechite ma bemi, you're going to tell me, Ve'atu tarvayu ba'aneh hanadi. They got there exactly the same time. Gemara says, come on. Ve'ayi efshar letzabzeb. It can't say they got there exactly the same time. It's impossible to be so precise. Somebody had to get there first. And therefore, you can't tell me that that's the case of it's Karov Lo and Karov La when they're both within the same 4 amot. Because somebody got there first and that's whose 4 amot it is. And La, so we reject and we give a new answer. Amar Afgana Acha Mehet Amot Ketzum Samot Askizet. Okay, what are we talking about over here? They're exactly 8 amot away from each other. The husband and the wife is exactly 8 amot separating them.
No overlap.
There's no overlap. V'get yotze me'arba amot shelo nedara amot shela. The get is right in the middle. Part of the get is karov la, within her 4 amot. And part of the get is within his 4 amot. So you got the get resting right at like at the 4 amot boundary there. So it's going on both sides. So we're going to say on that.
Sefik Megureshet.
Very nice. But that's unacceptable. There, Agib Gadbeh. But it's still by him.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, I don't care if it's part by her. So long as the get is still part on his side, he's holding it. It's not considered like that. It's got to leave his domain. As he says, There, Agib Gadbeh. עדיין הגט ברשותו קצת. וענן ונתן בידה בעינן. We need to give it עד שיהיה כולו ברשותה. Therefore, that's not a good case. So you know what the Gemara says? You've got to revamp your interpretation. Again, we're trying to understand, give me the case of Mehsa.
Ela Rava. So it's a very interesting imagination of the case. Acha b'shte kite edim askiva. You got two sets of witnesses. Ahat omeret karov lo. Ahat omeret karov la. Very simple. Two witnesses come along and say, we saw the gate, it was by her fu'amut. The other witnesses come along and say, no, we saw the gate was in his fu'amut. Oh, that's two against two. Sefek, Megureshet, Nera Megureshet. That's the only way we can learn the Nesa, Nesa, is if you interpret Karov Lo is in his fu'amut, and Karov La is in her fu'amut. The sense of the only way we can give a case of Nesa, Nesa is with Indy. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yochanan says the truth. Omer, Karov la shaninu afinu me'a'aba. Ve'karov lo shaninu afinu me'a'aba. Don't be so literal, for a boy, not for a boy. As long as it's close to her, even if it's within our 100 amot. And close to him means it's close to him, even if it's within his 100 amot, which means don't be so little, it's got to be within the 4 amot. Rabbi Yochanan is coming along to say, you measure it. Where is the get right now? I measure the get. The get is 700 amot away from the husband, and it's 600 amot away from the lady. That's karovla. Karovla, megureshit. That's the way you judge it. It doesn't got to be the four amot rule. So comes the Gemara and says, huh. So mehsa, echidame, mehsa al mehsa. So give me the case where now it's in the middle. How do you learn that case over there? Good. Just before we go further, I just have to say one very important point. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the four amot rule that whenever it's within your four amot, you kone. So what happened over by a get? You tell me the get is 100 amot away from the lady, but it's closer to her. How does that work? He says by gitin the rabbis will lenient, so she doesn't remain in aguna, because if you're going to say that she's not divorced until the get gets within four amot, so maybe she's not going to be divorced, and therefore she's going to be stuck. So b'mkom aguna, the Yohanan was lenient to say that even if the get is close to, even though it's further away from her, our mamo. So Gavaz Gavaz, what's the case of 50-50? Amar Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Nididi Mefar Shalam Bined Rav Yohanan. I heard from Rav Yohanan the interpretation. Hu yachol l'shomro. If, let's say, he can still protect the get, that is a dog that comes to get the get. If he's close enough where she can, where he can, you know, chew the dog away to protect the get, that's considered close to him. He ena yechola l'shomro, zeu karov lo. I'm not skipping, that's the way you read it. Hu yachol l'shomro, vihi ena yachol l'shomro, zeu karov lo. He can watch it and she can't. That's karov lo. He yechola l'shomro. Vehu eno yechol l'shomro. Zehu karov la. So it depends who can watch it. Shneim yecholim l'shomro. Shneim enam yecholim. Zehu mechsa mechsa. So therefore, it all goes. It's not a four amot calculation. It's who is closer to you, who's able to be shomed again. Now, if it's in a certain place where none of them can be shomer, or both of them can be shomer equally, so therefore the get is going to be a sapek, and then it's megureshet, mena megureshet. Okay, we continue. So who said this? This was the interpretation of Rav Shaman Bar Abba. He said, I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Amaruah Rabbanan kamed Rabbi Yochanan neshemed Rabbi Yonatan achet. So they told Rabbi Yochanan was an Eretz Yisrael. They said you should know that Rabbi Yonatan, who's from Bavin, he says the interpretation of the Mishnah like you. Amar, so he said, Yada'in Hadrin Dabla'el Ferushet Yaita'ba.
Mitzvah. The rabbis in the veil, they're not learned. They're not to say an explanation of the Mishnah like that, which is very good. Tanya Me'achim of a bright and a support of Yohanan, the B Eliezer Obed. Kol Shu Karov La Bilo, it's closer to her than him. Uba Kelim Untalo. And the dog is coming to take the get in a Bigurishit, because it's not Mishtaberet La, she cannot protect the get. In a Bigurishit. So Gemara says, what do you mean? I go slow. In a Bigurishit. Why should she be divorced? Kol Echi Tinterevet Izir. But she has to watch the get forever, which means you tell me like this. You do it again to the lady. If the dog comes and she can't protect it from the dog, it'll be good issue. But, so you tell me what? The chaura, once you throw the get to her and it lands close to her, she's divorced on the spot. If 2 minutes later a dog comes and at that point she can't save the get, what's the difference? Which means the chaura, it has to be protected forever. The get should be hal immediately. What are you telling me that if the dog cannot, she cannot protect it from the dog, even if she cannot protect it from the dog, she'd be divorced. Once the get falls close to her, kol shekarov la bilo, it's closer to her than it. Hashta mashma apapi shekarov la yoter mibin. Even though, let's say, it's closer to him, to her, I'm sorry, karov la, ubak benat lo, and the kelim comes and takes it, and a migurishit. The kashyalad. Amai in a migurishit. Bihi ata the kurvadi that is second against her closeness. Igashana. My patani that was already get the thought of it away. So the Gemara said, in a la bahikama. Kol shekarov la bilo. Vi ilu bakelim untano. Ve huya cholish tomro. Vi ena yecholish tomro in a migurishit. Which means you're right. If it's closer to her and she can be shomeret, she's divorced right away. I don't care if the dog comes after 5 minutes later and takes the get. That's another thing to me. What thing about I meant to say, if it's closer to her, but she would never have been able to protect it from the dog, only the husband, who is further from him, so in a migurishit, because it's not considered mishtameret. It will be a case. Let's say there's a big mountain. She's standing right behind the mountain, or a mound, we'll say. Okay. She's closer to the gate. It gets right on the other side of the mountain. So she's 10 feet away from the gate. The husband is on the other side of the mountain, 100 feet away, but if the dog comes, who can protect it? The husband, because it's on his side. She's going to have to run around the mountain, she's not going to be able to protect the gate. So therefore, you see what? If it's karov la, it's not enough. It's got to be karov la, where it's mishtameret. So that's not going to be Hanan. Mishtameret by her, get immediately. Which is, once the get saw by her, she can watch the get. The dog came 10 seconds later and ate it. Okay, you're the boss on the spot. I say, in this case over here, it was karov la, but he's the one that protected the get. Mm-hmm. Oh, therefore, no good. Amale. Third interpretation to the Mishnah. Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shidana, young, sharp scholar. You know what karov la means? New interpretation. Kedesh shetashuach v'tetelendu. It's close enough where she can bend over and get the get. That's new interpretation. And karov lo means he can bend over and get the get. It's a new interpretation. Let's not flab it. That's why I know you don't know me. Because he wants to say they want to learn like this. Before Amor doesn't apply in the public domain. This is a mamashe, a shoot and a beep. So you need closer than flab. It's got to be close to her enough that she can just bend over and take the gift. So basically, we would say what? If a lady gets a get thrown during the shoot to be to Shemuel, and it's right next to her, she can just bend down and get it, she should be divorced. But what did he tell them, Yehuda? Ve'at lo ta'avid ovda. Ad mategi taliyada. Don't do it. Don't follow this halakha until she actually gets the get ta'ed. Oh, so this is a strong chumrah. Why are we so clear? They're going to make mistakes, as she says. Look at that sheet. Gezerat Shema Yimru al Nahok Shu Karov.
Exactly.
It's going to be far away. It's not going to be a get. They're not going to know how to measure. They're going to think it is a get. Now they're going to see it in Eshet Ish. So therefore, the lawyers with the Mishnah said, you know what? We're being Mahmir. The get is not a get until she actually gets it in our head. Okay. Baruch Allah. Oh, one more line. You're right. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Hava uvda hachi. There was a story. That what? They threw the get in the shoot to the beam, and it fell close to her, and she was able to bow down and pick up the get. That's Rechua Chalitza. Husband died, and they made her take Chalitza. And the Chaura, according to the strict law, she's divorced. She's divorced. You don't need chalitza. You don't need anything. But since the rabbi said, don't rely on such a thing, so they mandated to make a chalitza nonetheless, not misafik. It's really not misafik. It's not a safik over here. It's just that in order to keep this gizerab, the rabbi that said, don't consider it again until she gets it, so therefore they were machbir. They make a chalitza.